Welcome to episode 1178 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Thank you for joining us today as we continue our extended series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. The road into Jericho was dusty and loud that morning. A crowd had begun to gather long before the sun reached its peak. Word had spread. Jesus of Nazareth was coming through. The healer, the rabbi, the one who made the blind see and spoke like no one else. Among the many lining the road was a man whose name drew curses when spoken aloud, Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector of Jericho, a position that made him both wealthy and reviled. His allegiance to the Roman Empire, collecting taxes from his fellow Jews to enrich Caesar and himself, made him a symbol of betrayal. People spat at the sight of him. Children whispered that his coins were cursed. Rabbis crossed to the other side of the street on the sight of him, but Zacchaeus was restless. For all his coins and comforts, he was hollow inside. He had built a fortress around himself, fine stone walls and locked doors, but none of it silenced the ache. Something was missing, and when he heard Jesus was passing through, something stirred in him. Curiosity, yes, but also hope. Yet Zacchaeus faced a problem. He was short, and the crowd was thick. No one would let him through, especially not the people who had spent years resenting him. Shoulders blocked his path, backs turned coldly, but Zacchaeus was used to working around obstacles. He ran ahead and found a sycamore fig tree, its broad branches hanging low over the road. Like a child, he climbed it, dignity tossed aside for a glimpse of something greater than himself. And then Jesus came. He didn't walk past the tree. He didn't preach to the crowd or move on toward the city square. He stopped, right under the branches where Zacchaeus was hidden among the leaves.
Zacchaeus.
Jesus spoke loud enough for the crowd to hear and gentle enough to melt stone.
Yes, Zacchaeus, I see you in the tree. Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
Gasps rippled through the crowd. A rabbi inviting himself to dine with him? A tax collector? A sinner? A man so stained that even his shadow was suspect? But Zacchaeus, breathless, stunned, joyous, scrambled down from the tree like a boy summoned by his father. He didn't hesitate. He led Jesus to his home, and for the first time in years, his house was filled not just with wealth, but with warmth. Inside, a fire crackled. The table was set. The scent of fresh bread filled the air. But the real feast was the presence of grace. Jesus sat, not as a judge, but as a guest. And in that sacred space, Zacchaeus spoke.
I still can't believe you wanted to come here. No one invites themselves to the house of a man like me.
And what kind of man is that?
A traitor, by most accounts. A thief, if you ask the priests. I collect taxes for Rome. I've profited from it. I've added charges. I've taken more than I should. The truth is, Rabbi, I've built this house with the silence of the poor.
And still I came, because I see not just what you've done, but who you can become.
Lord, here and now I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, anything, I will repay it four times over.
That is the fruit of repentance, not words alone, but justice, mercy, restoration.
Can I really begin again?
You already have.
This was more than generosity. It was repentance. The law of Moses only required a thief to repay double what he stole. Zacchaeus pledged fourfold, a gesture of deep conviction. What had once ruled him, money, position, power, now seemed weightless in the presence of this man who knew his name and still wanted his company. Jesus smiled. Not the smile of surprise, but of satisfaction, as if this was exactly why he came.
Today, salvation has come to this house because this man, too, is a son of Abraham.
The crowd had written Zacchaeus off. They had stripped him of his identity, but Jesus restored it. Son of Abraham was not just a cultural label, it was a spiritual one. It meant belonging. It meant promise. It meant he was not too far gone. Jesus looked at the room, at Zacchaeus, at the watching eyes outside the window, and said,
"For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
And Jericho, so long hardened by wealth, empire, and pride, witnessed a quiet miracle, not of limbs restored or demons cast out, but a soul returning home. But let's go back to the beginning of this encounter. Jesus telling Zacchaeus to come down is deeply significant, both symbolically and spiritually. On the surface, it's a simple command. But within the narrative and in the context of the gospel, it carries rich layers of meaning. Zacchaeus was literally above the crowd, up in a sycamore tree, elevated both physically and metaphorically. As a chief tax collector, he had also elevated himself socially and economically at the expense of others. Jesus' call to come down can be seen as an invitation to humility. It's a gentle way of saying, you don't need to stay above everyone else anymore. Come down and meet me at eye level. Let's walk together. Jesus says, come down immediately. This isn't a casual suggestion, it's a divine summons. Zacchaeus doesn't delay. The immediacy reminds us that when Jesus calls, the time to respond is now. His invitation is urgent, personal, and full of purpose. Zacchaeus had climbed the tree to see Jesus, from a distance. But Jesus calls him to encounter him, up close. Coming down from the tree means moving from safe, curious observation to vulnerable, transformative relationship. It's the difference between watching Jesus from afar and inviting him into your home and heart. Jesus could have waited for Zacchaeus to come to him. Instead, he initiates. He looks up and says, "Come down." This shows Jesus's posture of grace. He meets Zacchaeus where he is, elevated, isolated, hidden among the branches. But he invites him down to where transformation can begin. In a broader gospel theme, Zacchaeus's descent from the tree echoes the Christian call to surrender. Just as Christ humbled himself by leaving heaven and descending into human flesh, Zacchaeus must come down from his position and embrace vulnerability in order to receive grace. The Gospel of Luke is filled with reversals. The proud are humbled, the humble are exalted. Zacchaeus, a wealthy outcast, is brought low in stature, but lifted in salvation. Come down, then, is a kingdom call, echoing Jesus' consistent teaching.
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Let's get deep. Jesus knows us personally. Before Zacchaeus says a word, Jesus calls him by name. This reveals that Jesus sees beyond the crowd. He sees the individual. Zacchaeus didn't introduce himself. Jesus already knew him. This shows Jesus doesn't wait for us to come fully prepared or presentable. He already knows us, even in our brokenness, and he calls us by name. Jesus seeks the lost. Jesus declares at the end of the passage, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." He is not passive in his mission. He goes out of his way, through towns like Jericho, to find those who others would write off. Zacchaeus wasn't just overlooked, he was despised, but Jesus sought him intentionally. This reminds us that Christ actively pursues sinners with love. Jesus breaks social norms to extend grace. By choosing to stay at the house of a tax collector, Jesus scandalized the crowd. He wasn't concerned about appearances or social expectations. He prioritized transformation over tradition. In Jesus, we see a Savior who eats with sinners, welcomes the outcast, and values the soul over the reputation. Jesus honors repentant hearts. Jesus doesn't require Zacchaeus to be perfect before calling him. He goes to his house first, and the transformation follows. When Zacchaeus responds with radical generosity and repentance, Jesus declares salvation has come. Jesus honors the humble, contrite heart and meets it with grace and affirmation. Jesus restores identity and belonging. When Jesus calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham, he is restoring not just a man's morality, but his dignity and place in the covenant community. Jesus not only forgives, but restores. In him, the outcast becomes family again. When Jesus tells Zacchaeus to come down, he's inviting him out of isolation, pride, and curiosity into humility, relationship, and grace. It's not just a logistical instruction. It's a turning point. It marks the beginning of salvation's work in Zacchaeus's life. And Jesus still says it today. Come down from your high place, from your hiding place, from your place of control or fear or shame. I want to stay with you today. Father, we thank you for seeing us, calling us by name, and inviting us into fellowship with you. Help us to come down from whatever heights of pride, fear, or self-reliance we've climbed, and to welcome you into the center of our lives. Teach us to respond with joy, repentance, and generosity, just as Zacchaeus did, that we may walk in the fullness of your salvation. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.